It's Brian, your lunatic friend. Have you ever seen the face of Jesus in a piece of toast? I can understand if you see him in the clouds, because that's where he's going to be coming back from. But he only seems to make the news when he shows up on a piece of toast. I know in the Old Testament it said, seek his face continually. I'm listening for his voice in my head most of the time, and I have to cross-reference that with scripture to make sure that it's him. But his face? Nobody put a selfie up with him in the Bible. Can you imagine the disciples taking selfies with Jesus? Peter posting pictures of Jesus and him walking on the water? Maybe a foodie pic with the 5 loaves and 2 fish when they fed the 5,000? Jesus winking at the camera? Or how about a group pic with a selfie stick at the Last Supper? At least then we could pick him out of a lineup. Yeah, that's him right there between those two thieves and one down from Barabbas. Talking like he's the king of the universe. But I think we could sure use another form of ID for Jesus. He's got more impersonators than we saw with Elvis. I might have seen his picture on the side of a milk carton, because I know his folks lost track of him at least once. And he seems to be missing from a lot of lives these days, but it would have been his younger self, maybe a picture out of his high school yearbook, winning an award for woodworking before he grew a beard and let his hair grow out. But even the pictures of him that I've seen these days are probably not accurate. He looks more like an American college kid from the late 60s. Seems like if he was trying to raise awareness for himself, he could have had a portrait done and had himself on the cover of the Galilean. And how come God didn't think he needed a marketing agent or a publicist? There's a miracle they didn't mention in the Bible. Jesus got international notoriety without a budget. Yeah, I guess you work a couple of miracles and then everybody's your friend. But then Oswald Chambers says being saved and seeing Jesus are not the same thing. And John, it says, yeah, you believe because you have seen me, but blessed are those who believe and have never seen me. Maybe God didn't leave a picture of Jesus because he didn't want you to believe in him based on his looks. He didn't stand out in a crowd, maybe so we wouldn't marvel at his face, but rather his word. And there's your nutshell sermon right there. Jesus was bigger than a superhero, and a lot of us might have marveled at him based on a marketing image. It's interesting that Marvel is also a comic book, and Captain America was a hero in a movie where Jesus wouldn't have made the casting call. But these are just my thoughts from the back row, and that's why I'm just your lunatic friend, whom you love and support when you find any value in what I'm saying. It's gotta be better than cable and the news cycle of crap that you pay too much for. Thanks for gathering.